More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, family drama. Is your nuclear or extended family causing you to feel frustrated and fed up? We'll help you rewrite the script on your family drama. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, family drama. Never any fun to have to deal with family drama, but
it's
it is
not
part of family life. And whether your nuclear or extended family is causing you to feel frustrated and fed up, we want to help you, wait for it, rewrite the script on your family drama. See what I did there? 877-573-7825. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, Eric is on the mark.
I'll be here all week. Try the veal. 877-573-7825.
You know, I think we need to say clearly, in this day and age, I think it's important to say clearly, everybody has some kind of family drama. I have to say that because these days everything is so polished and edited and everything we see is kind of unreal. Nobody's going to put down on any kind of social media the times where they're working out the tough stuff with the spouse, where the kids are trying to grow up and in their growing up and trying to individuate, they're telling you everything you ever did wrong.
That's one of my favorite things.
The bestest, right? Just makes your day. You know, the things that are going on still with you and your own parents or you and your adult children and a million more things. I mean, we even see it and have seen it for the last couple of weeks, right, in the very joking way that the media has been doing it since Pope Leo XIV has become our pope, where they went to Chicago, they found his brothers. They wanted all the info, you know, his brothers talking about giving him noogies, and they're trying to and other, you know, reporters went deep into, I was looking yesterday, deep into, like, the immigration paperwork of his grandfather, and because everybody defines you by your family. But I don't know about you. There are certain family members I don't necessarily want to be defined by the rest of the world. Point is, we've all got some kind of family. Either the family that we launched into the world with, the family that we are building or trying to build, even the found family that's come around us, that can still also be hard to not step on the toes of. So if you're feeling like, oh, wait a minute, that's okay to have this drama, but it's okay to not like it? What do I do about it? Well, we are here to help you with all of it today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Call up and share, are you dealing with conflict in your family life? Maybe you and your spouse are at odds over some issue, and you're looking for some answers for resolving those marital conflicts. Maybe your kids are creating tension in the house. You know, we were on a plane yesterday.
Oh, my word.
One row in front of us, there was a brother and sister who were sitting next to each other during this 6-hour flight we were on, and they fought the entire time.
No, can I please explain?
Oh my gosh. You don't mean
they argued and bickered.
They're like literally
physically
punching
each other. They were little kids. And nobody intervened for 6 hours. They were punching each other in the face and the arms for six. Like, it's hard to be a family. I know, they were in ours. We didn't have to take them home. Thanks be to God.
But, you know, kids can cause tension in the house. Or maybe it's your adult kids who are causing you grief because of the choices they're making or the boundaries they're setting with you or just pushing you away.
You know, and as we move into launching the summer very shortly, are you going to be spending some time with these folks? Either your children will not be in school and you have to see them more and do all the things, the family members you have to get together with over some of these 3-day weekends that happen. It can feel like a lot, and it can feel like you just don't know what to do with it all. Well, we can tell you how to start to change it all. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Or maybe you're at odds with your parents or siblings or other extended family members. Wherever the drama is coming from, we want to help you rewrite that script on your family drama today on More to Life. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, well, what is that, and how could it possibly help me in any practical way with the family drama in my life? Well, glad you asked. So, St. John Paul gave a series of reflections over the course of about 5 years early in his pontificate, where he looked at how we could discover God's plan for living a more faithful and abundant life by discerning the way God works through creation and salvation history. And I want to just put out there, you know, Pope Leo XIV, I think, is really bringing this teaching to the fore again. We saw this just this past weekend on his first public mass. He wore he chose to have his first public mass on the birthday of St. John Paul the Great. He wore St. John Paul the Great's vestments and even carried St. John Paul the Great's crozier through all of the public activities this past weekend. And so I think we're going to be seeing a resurgence of the theology of the body and some of the other emphases of St. John Paul the Great's pontificate. And so anyway, everything old is new again.
It's not that old.
That's right. So the theology of the body, it helps us discover God's plan for leading a more healthy, holy, and abundant life.
It reminds us that families are supposed to be schools of love and virtue. Now, one of the lessons we all need to learn in the family school of love is how to manage the conflict and the tensions and the differences of opinions that we can all have with God's grace. As Catholic families, especially, we need to make sure that we are not just doing whatever we feel like doing in the moment when it comes to handling family conflict. Instead, we need to make sure that we first invite God to be the mediator of our disagreements. Second, ask God to help us be our best selves and do what's necessary to bring out the best in the other person. And third, work hard to listen to each other rather than react to each other.
You know, and I really want to emphasize something here. You know, you can have a family of Christians, but you can't have a Christian family unless you're praying together and asking God to help you become the family he's creating you to be.
And makes all the difference.
So one of the most important things we can do is get in the habit of at least praying before we start a difficult discussion, especially with family members. And ideally, we should pray with our family members, maybe by saying something like, you know, Lord, each of us knows what we want, but help us discern what you want us to do, and help us to take care of each other while we work to figure that out. But even if we don't believe that the other family member would be receptive to praying with us, we can still say a similar prayer on our own. And we need to remember to invite God into every part of both nuclear and extended family life, asking him to teach us to be the family that he wants us to be. And that's especially true where conflict is concerned. You know, family life can become the school of love and virtue the church says it's supposed to be, not by trying to figure out how to be loving in the face of conflict all on our own power, but by humbly admitting that we don't know what we're doing, and then asking God to help us be the family He's calling us to be every day. So if you're wondering what that looks like, either in your nuclear or extended family, give us a call today on More to Life. The number is 877-573-7825. Tell us, are you dealing with conflict in your family? Whether it's you and your spouse being at odds about something, or your littles creating tension in the house, or maybe not so littles. Perhaps your adult kids are causing you grief for some reason. Or you're dealing with conflict with your parents, siblings, or other extended family members. We want to help you rewrite the script on your family drama today on More to Life. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you all the drama and conflict in our families, the struggles with our spouse, the tension with our littles, the estrangement and frustration that we experience with our adult kids, and the conflict that comes from extended family issues with our parents and siblings and other family members. Lord, you teach us through your church that families are meant to be schools of love and virtue. But so often our families seem like schools of chaos and dissent and dissension. We ask you now, Lord, to take that mess that our families are, to take that mess of a relationship in our families and show us how to make something beautiful out of it. Show us step by step how to respond in grace to those people in our family that drive us crazy, the kids who are getting under our skin, the parents who are annoying us, the spouse that's getting on our nerves. Help us to know how to respond to all of those family challenges in ways that glorify you, in ways that help us be our best selves, and in ways that enable us to call those family members to be their best selves too, so that we can glorify you in all of our family lives, especially in the way we respond as Christians to the struggles and challenges and dramas in our family life. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, family drama. Is your nuclear or extended family causing you to feel frustrated and fed up? Well, we want to help you rewrite the script on your family drama. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, 877-573-7825.
Well, Greg, we got a message from Jen, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio. And she said, my 10-year-old son is coming home from school angry every day. He won't tell me why. On the weekends, he is fine. He's polite, nice to be around. But after school, he is angry, sullen, and won't talk much. It's getting so that I kind of dread the after-school hours, especially before his dad comes home. Once we've had dinner and he's had some time with his dad while I do the dishes, he's usually calmer and nicer. His grades are good, and there are no big shifts in his life that I can think of. But I'm really starting to dread the person I have to deal with every day after school, and I don't know what to do to change it. Any advice would be appreciated. That's Jen.
Jen, thank you so much for the question. So, a couple of thoughts. First of all, you mentioned that he does a little better after dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to, you know, what was it, Elijah, who was like, you know, praying for death, and God said, how about a nap and a snack?
Yeah, it did.
Elijah felt better. So one thing I'm going to suggest to you is making sure that your son has a little bit of protein and a snack whenever he comes home.
Yeah, make sure it's a protein-based snack of some kind. Giving him, like, cookies, it's going to elevate everything, and then it's going to crash again, and you're going to have it five times worse. Kids don't get a lot of food at school. They just don't. Even if you pack their lunch, even if they have the best cafeteria chef in the world, they're not eating a lot. So they need to get their blood sugar up. They need to get refueled. And then let's talk about the nap part of that. I'm not saying send him to bed when he gets home, but all of us, but especially children who have no long life timeline to be able to talk themselves through, yeah, I was doing battle all day. I had to be my best self. I had to get my grades. I had to put up with the bullies. I had to try to keep my friends. I had to try to make new friends. I had to do all these things. They don't necessarily have the thought process to say, and I've done this, and I know I can do this, and I'll be successful for it, and it'll be fine. They don't know if it's going to be fine. So literally, they're out there sort of doing some kind of mental, emotional drama battle all day long. And they're coming home exhausted. And the one place that they can drop the mask in any way, shape, or form is when they walk through their own door.
So what I want you to do is create a ritual, a homecoming ritual, if you will, for your son. So you've got some kind of a protein-based snack there for him, you know, cheese and crackers,
something,
whatever. And I want you to take some time to just kind of sit on the couch together and just be close, put your arm around him, and just say how glad you are to have him home. And let him, you know, ask him how his day was. And let him just talk. You know, just talk about stuff, okay? And then talk about, well, once he's vented a little bit and you've empathized with him a little bit, talk about what you guys could do to make sure that you guys are being a good team and taking care of each other the rest of that afternoon, or at least up until dinner time. What can we do to try to make this time together work? And it doesn't, by the way, I'm not suggesting that you have to make, you know, the 2 hours between school and dinner time Disney World. I mean, he could, you know, help you make dinner, for example. He could help you fold laundry. But the point is, you're getting time to connect with each other, and you're showing him that you want to work together to make this time good and take care of each other while you do it.
Now, when you're having that time of the snack and the chat with him, if he's still shutting down, if he's not talking, this is not a time to grill him about his day and try to do some kind of psychological intervention about what's bothering him. If he's not talking, that's fine. You can say, hey, sounds like you've had a bit of a day, or feels like you've had a bit of a day. What can we do to make the next couple of hours before we all have dinner together better for you, more pleasant, give you a way to kind of unwind so we can do this together and we can get some time together? That's an important... Now, don't... If he says, I just want to go play my game in my room. No. I mean, even if he wants to lay down on the couch in front of you without a device because he's really that tired, that's fine.
Yeah, don't let him escape
into electronics, because that's going to do a whole dopamine shift thing, and it's not going to get any better, and it's just probably going to make it worse. But just ask him, you know, what can we do in the next hour or two, or even in the next 15 minutes, to just make this day a little shifted to the better for you. Be that kind of supportive person. Do that for a while, couple week or two. See if he starts to come out of his shell and share some of it with you. He could just be exhausted,
yeah.
But, you know.
Well, and, you know, if you need more support, we have other things we can share, but we're running out of time, so we're going to let you go. I will offer you an additional resource on this. This is the kind of thing we deal with every day on the Catholic Home app. That's Catholic H-O-M. You can get all the parenting support you need, including daily coaching from our whole team of Catholic parenting experts. Lisa and I are on there every day interacting with subscribers, as well as our whole team of pastoral counselors on there. And so if you want additional parent coaching on Catholic Home and tons of creative resources, like podcasts, literally an animated series helping Catholic families be Catholic families, and tons of other activities to help you build a more loving, connected, and caring Catholic family life, subscribe to Catholic HOM. You get 2 free months with an annual subscription, or of only $149, or you can go the monthly route for $14.95 a month. But either way, you and your spouse can get access to all the coaching resources, and your whole family can get access to the downloadables and other resources that you need to build a more loving, caring Catholic family life. Check it out. Download the Catholic Home app today. That's Catholic H-O-M, stands for Households on Mission. With that, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about family drama today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue in just a minute.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
He was a doctor of the church, a Carmelite, and one of the most famous mystics of all time.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. John of the Cross wanted to help all Christians to become saints. One of his most important teachings was to encourage us all to learn how to love. Where there is no love, he said, put love, and you will find love. He died in 1591.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today on More to Life, family drama. Is your nuclear or extended family causing you to feel frustrated and fed up because of the drama they're creating? Well, we want to help you rewrite the script on your family drama. Give us a call, 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Jacob Flores Popchak. He is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com, where he is an expert on practical applications of the theology of the body. He's also a published author and illustrator. Jacob, welcome to More to Life.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, you bet. So you wanted to share something about, well, the fact that it's really the difficulty families have in meeting each other's needs that tends to cause a lot of the conflict.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the way that we think about family needs tends to be the biggest impediment. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, balancing everybody's needs against everyone else's in a given family is always going to be a challenge. But the way we frame things, what I find is that a lot of people really struggle to meet family needs when they're approaching it with a mindset that tries to place one person's need as being more valuable than another's, right? Oh, we have to do this for dad because dad's the most important, or we have to do this for baby because baby's the most important. And that internal struggle, both within the heart of the person making the call and also, you know, within the kind of communal interior of the family, is really the ultimate thing that can be everybody's downfall, because suddenly in any given situation, not only am I having to make very quick, weird, fast, snap judgments about whose need matters more, but also it means that everybody all the time feels like they're in competition with everybody else to matter to the other members of their family. It puts the family, which is supposed to be taking care of each other, in an antagonistic perspective towards one another, where my need can't get met unless yours doesn't. The way that I think God and the Catholic Church calls us to approach family life instead, though, is as fundamentally a need-meeting machine. The whole goal of the family as a unit, and this is classic Catholic social teaching, subsidiarity and solidarity, right? We can go real down the rabbit hole if we had more time. But the way to approach the family is to assume that, hey, everybody's needs here matter as much as everyone else's need. And the point of this family unit is for us to work as a team to figure out creative ways that we can never figure out individually or on our own to meet everyone's need in a way that perhaps we couldn't have predicted, but which nevertheless honors everyone's core dignity as a child of God. So that means really slowing down, you know, not just trying to hustle through things, and really analyzing and saying, okay, we have three needs here, a parent, a kid, a relationship need, a social need, a whatever. What are some ways we can mix and match, prioritize and reorder so that everybody's need can get met here in a way that makes everybody walk away from this situation sure and certain on a heart level that they matter to everyone else in the family as much as everyone else in the family does?
You know, and be a team to figure it out.
And, you know, we've only got about 60 seconds, but, you know, a way that I try to practice this in my practice, and I know you do this similar thing, is to tell people, you know, we want to honor the what, but negotiate the how and the when. In other words, everybody's what they need, is going to be acknowledged and valued. But we're going to talk, as a family, about how we're going to work together to meet those needs and what timing can we use to meet those needs so that we can come up with a plan together to meet those things instead of one person, you know, usually the mom, having to decide, well, I guess I just don't get my needs met so I can go take care of you now, and you now, and you now, and then creates that antagonistic environment for everybody. Jacob, thank you so much for that shift and giving families permission to just acknowledge those needs together and work on it together. I love that idea, that vision of a family as a need-meeting machine. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, I encourage them to go to CatholicCounselors.com. Again, that's CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks for being with us, Jacob. And when we come back, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825 on our show titled Family Drama. We want to help you rewrite the script on your family drama, wherever it's coming from, your marriage, your kids, your adult kids, extended family. Let's talk it out. But More to Life continues after this. Do you wish you could have discussions about difficult topics with your adult children? If so, don't worry. You're not alone. Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak. And our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, can help you draw closer to your adult children and help guide them on the path to more faithful and meaningful lives.
You can get our latest book and all of our other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
How does God's method of governing provide a role model for human governors? God is a delegator. He has not, the Catholic Catechism points out, willed to reserve to himself all exercise of power. He entrusts to every creature the functions it is capable of performing according to the capacity of its own nature. God displays great regard for human freedom. Inspired by God, human governors should behave as instruments of divine providence and practice the principle of subsidiarity, which ordains that a community of a higher order should not interfere in the internal life of a community of a lower order, depriving the latter of its functions. The Catechism stresses that the principle of subsidiarity sets limits on state intervention. The collective ends of society can never justify using means that trample individual rights. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. Maybe you've even prayed the prayer of spiritual communion. Spiritual communion is a concept that goes all the way back to the 4th century. It flourished in the Eastern Church and gradually moved west. Spiritual communion stresses the transcendence of God, where we unite our desires, intentions, and loves with the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the consecration of the Eucharist at the altar. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. When children get to about age 10, they're much less naturally inclined to do something because their mom and dad said so. This isn't defiance. It represents the fact that their brains have developed to the point that they need to understand why they're doing something. Not because they want to challenge your authority, but because they have a God-given need to learn how to apply the lessons you're trying to teach them when you aren't there to tell them what to do. Kids raised with punishment-oriented strategies tend not to learn to think for themselves. They're effectively taught to follow the lead of the most commanding presence in the room. That might be okay when we're in the room with them, but when we're not, it sets our kids up to follow other leaders who have anything but their best interests in mind. How can you raise kids who know how to choose to do the right thing even when you're not around to make it happen? Check out Parenting Your Kids with Grace or visit CatholicHOM.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, the show is titled Family Drama. Is your nuclear or extended family causing you to feel frustrated and fed up because of all the drama that's being produced in your home or extended family? We want to help you rewrite the script on your family drama today on More to Life. The number, 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. Call up and share. Are you dealing with conflict in your family life? Whether it's marital conflict because you and your spouse just are not on the same page about something and you're looking for new ways to approach that old problem, or maybe your kids are causing tension with the way they bicker and natter at each other and fight and don't follow through with the things you asked them to do. Or maybe it's the adult kids causing you grief with the choices they're making or the fact that they seem to be pulling away from you. Maybe you're at odds with your parents, your siblings, or other extended family members. Let us help you rewrite the script on your family drama. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. Before we take our next question, I just wanted to share the Catholic Home app with you. If you are dealing with family drama with your kids, Catholic HOM stands for Households on Mission, was created to help you be a more confident Catholic parent and raise faithful, godly kids. The lessons we teach on Catholic Home are based on research that we did through the Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate at Georgetown University that looked at families who successfully raised all of their kids to a faithful adulthood. That's compared to the fact that 85% of kids will leave the faith by the time they become adults. So these families were pretty remarkable. And we identified 12 habits that these successful families practiced in their homes to raise all of their kids to a faithful adulthood. And that's what we teach every day on Catholic Home. That's Catholic HOM, stands for Households on Mission. We provide expert Catholic parent coaching to help you live out those 12 habits in your home, plus produce tons of creative resources, including monthly downloadable activities, regular exclusive podcast content, and an animated series, yes, an actual cartoon series on how to be a great Catholic family that you can watch together with your kids. Lots of activities, monthly live stream events, and a whole lot more. You can become a subscriber to the Catholic Home app and get 2 months free with an annual subscription of only $149, or go the monthly subscription route for $14.95 a month. That gets both you and your spouse all the coaching that you need to build that loving, caring, connected Catholic family, and all the resources that your kids will want to make living faith at home fun. Check it out. Catholic HOM. Download it wherever you get your apps today. With that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Let's go now to our next caller who's listening to EWTN Radio in San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, listener, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hey, listen, I was just talking to your call screener about that system that y'all have with, you just covered it, about boundaries, setting
Catholic
boundaries,
Home.
And me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whoops, are you still there?
Hello?
Oh, I think we lost him.
Caller? Yeah, I think we're having some technical difficulties there. Okay, well, if you can hear us, give us a call back. We'd love to talk with you. I'm sorry we lost your connection. But, yeah, anyway, so we apologize for that. And with that, let's go to our next question. Who's up now, Lisa?
This is from
Joy, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New Jersey. She said, I'm caring for my mom, who is still in her own apartment, but needs me to help her several times a week with taking her to doctor's appointments, help with laundry. I cook for her and bring her meals to reheat a couple of times a week. I still work full-time. I really think this it is time for her to move to a senior community that she can age in place in, that is close to me. She doesn't want to because she would miss her friends, her parish, and her home that she and my dad spent their married life in. My sister lives in Texas and my brother in Montana, and they can't help. What can I do? Because I'm exhausted, and this is only going to get harder. And that's Joy in New Jersey.
Joy, thank you so much for your question, and I'm glad that you want to be there for your mom.
It's lovely that you're doing all the things that you're doing.
I'm sorry, did she mention anything about her own
she does not.
Family, her spouse, kids,
not.
Or any of that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, so let's just offer some general tips here. Very often, you know, as Christians, we want to make sure that we're honoring our mother and father, that we are doing everything that we can to help them stay in place and to take care of them in their old age. And that's a beautiful thing. But sometimes we can't do it all ourselves. And we have to be realistic about what our limits are, whether that has to do with physical limitations or the limitations that are placed on us by the fact that we have a primary obligation to attend to our spouse and children. First, we do, because that is a covenantal sacramental relationship. We have to make sure that we are doing what we need to do to take care of our spouse and our kids and have that relationship flourish first. That doesn't mean we ignore everybody else. It means that we prioritize those relationships that are closest to us. That said, of course, you want to still be there for your mom. And so you need to start by saying, okay, mom, you know, I can be available. You know, this is what I can do for you. This is what I am capable of doing to help you get your wish of staying in place. I can be available on these days and at these times. I can take you to the doctor's appointments on Tuesdays or whatever day it is that works for you, right? And I can help you with chores on these days, and I can, as you said, you're cooking for her, I can provide meals. If you need more than that, we will have to look for other ways to meet those needs. Now, maybe that means contacting home health care to see if they have other resources, because they don't just provide nursing care. They provide sometimes some home health care assistance places will provide respite care. They'll provide people who can run errands. You know, there are other ways that you can work it out.
And especially since it says, Joy, that you're in New Jersey. Now, I don't know what part. There are certainly more rural places in New Jersey. But having come from New Jersey, it's a pretty established place with a lot of people who are providing services. So hiring somebody to take her to her doctor's appointments, you know, somebody that you trust, somebody that can even come in and check on her, somebody who can fold all and do all of her laundry for her if she can't handle that right now. If it's possible to set up, you know, the groceries to be delivered so you don't have to handle all of that. There are a lot of places that will actually put away the groceries. Looking for those things, and then I understand how far away your siblings are, but that kind of puts families, and we know many families who are going through this kind of thing, where the siblings who don't have to do the day-in, day-out, hands-on interaction with the parent that's aging, they know that they have to set aside part of their income to help out the sibling that is doing the hands-on stuff. So mom's going to need somebody to do X, Y, and Z. We're going to need, you know, you guys to put in X amount of dollars a month so we can cover that is
now,
important.
Now, you know, honoring our mother and father does not mean that we personally have to do all the things that they need us to do. It means that we have an obligation to provide for their care. It doesn't necessarily mean that we have to, again, be the only person doing that, and it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to do it exactly the way they want to do it. You know, I worked a lot in home health in my early years, and I ran into the situation where, you know, moms or dads would say, well, I don't want anybody else to come to the house. I don't want anybody else to help. You do it. And that doesn't really respect the fact that you have a sacramental and covenantal relationship with your own spouse or kids, or you have other obligations, too,
yes,
that God
and
has
I,
given to you.
I want to be very clear. We have many friends who are single adults who have their lives. And we need to understand that caring for an adult parent that is needing more help as they get older is very different than taking care of a child. It just is. The personality is different. The needs are different. It's a whole different dynamic between you, the child, and them, the parent, that has a lot of emotional weight to it. And even if you are single, that gets to be very difficult. Don't assume that just because you're single means that, oh, you should be able to handle all this, because it carries a lot of weight with it.
Now, you know, you mentioned that you would like your mom to be willing to agree to go to an assisted living place where she could age in place, and I think that's perfectly fine. But the way you would come to that is by helping mom see that this is the level of care you can provide, and this is the level of care that can be provided by others, and it'll still allow her to stay where she's at. If she sees that she needs more than those resources are able to offer, then you can more reasonably have the conversation with her about needing to move her to a different place. And you would have the, I don't want to say leverage, but you have the context for that conversation, because you're doing all that you can and you've gotten all the outside support that you can while still having her stay in her home, which then allows you to say, you know, mom, we're doing everything we can here and you still need more support, and that's why we need to start looking at another place. And that allows you to step into that conversation more gracefully. Joy, thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. This is the kind of thing that we do help people find faithful answers to, you know, setting boundaries, being generous in ways that don't break us, the helping us be able to really live out our Christian call to being generous and being disciples without being doormats or without falling apart in the process. So if you need support in figuring that out, give us a call reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. With that, we are taking your calls, listeners, about family drama today on More to Life, and the number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. So we head out to our break. It's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Matthew 10, verse 37. Now, it's going to maybe seem a little like a strange scripture for today's topic, but you'll understand why we picked this in just a moment.
Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
Okay. So tough words from Jesus there. The whole verse begins with, I've come to set, you know, mother against daughter and father against son and all that. And what Jesus is talking about, how this is really helpful for us in our conversation about family drama today, is a lot of family drama is caused because we're trying to make everybody in the family happy. What can I do? How can I twist myself into knots to make them happy, to get them to not be mad at me, to get them to be perfectly content with whatever?
And that's actually turning them into an idol. When we are bowing and scraping to another member of the family, I'm not talking about an infant or an invalid, I'm talking about just another member of the family, we are literally doing homage to their moods, their needs, and not to God. And what God is saying very clearly here is, I need to be first. And we can bring God into our family conversations through prayer, but we can't make an idol out of every member of our family.
And what that means in the situation is responding to family conflict and drama, not by asking yourself, what do I need to do to make this person happy? But by praying, Lord, how can I respond to this in a way that will glorify you, help me be my best self, and challenge the other people in my family to be what you are calling them to be.
And then praying with them.
If they're open to it.
At all, or at least praying in their presence to give the situation to God, so that it's not about making all these other people happy and twisting yourself into a pretzel and burning yourself out. It's about God entering into the situation and showing you how to be the family he wants you to be.
What's going to help you glorify God? What's going to help you be more of a saint? What's going to help them be more of a saint? So your family is doing the job the theology of the body says it should be, which is being a saint-making machine. All right, if you're trying to figure out how to make that happen in your family, because let's face it, that's a big job, give us a call, 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
This summer, take a vacation that lifts your spirit and soul. Join Corporate Travel for the annual Grand Getaway on beautiful Mackinac Island, August 3rd to the 5th. Experience historic Grand Hotel, powerful talks from Father Mike Schmitz, Steve Ray, Dr. Edward Sree, and Father Leo Padalinghug, plus live broadcasts with Teresa Tamio, daily mass, four-course dinners, and dancing. Faith, fellowship, and fun in one retreat. Only a few rooms remaining. Don't miss out.
Book this Ave Maria Radio trip now by checking the travel page on AveMariaRadio.net.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you feel as though life is flying past you? Are you desperate for a way to find moments of peace and quiet? Lord, teach me to pray. The free Ignatian Prayer Series will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today on More to Life, family drama. Is your nuclear or extended family causing you to feel frustrated and fed up? We're going to help you rewrite the script on your family drama.
Before we take our next call, we want to send out congratulations to another great EWTN radio partner, WJPN 107.3 FM, serving Dumfries, Virginia, is celebrating 9 years with EWTN.
Woohoo! Congratulations to David Morales and everyone at St. John Paul the Great Catholic High School. Premier friends here at EWTN. And folks, wherever you are tuning into EWTN Catholic Radio, make sure you are supporting your local EWTN Catholic Radio station with your prayers for sure, but with your dollars as well. Let's keep EWTN Catholic Radio going strong for decades to come so we can keep supporting you and your family in living a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life. And thanks again to David Morales and all of your team at St. John Paul the Great Catholic High School.
Love that name.
All right, with that, let's take our next call. Lisa, who's up?
We're talking now with Geraldine, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Arizona.
Hey, Geraldine, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi, good morning. Thank you. I just had a question. I have a grown daughter who lives in San Antonio with her husband, and they're with their brand new granddaughter.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And the in-laws live there. My son-in-law's parents are from there. His family's from there. And, of course, my daughter and son-in-law, they're practicing Catholics. They're very devout. They're really living their life the way they're supposed to. They live their Catholic faith out loud, if you will. The problem is, since the baby has come, the mother-in-law and father-in-law insist on them being with them at all times. In fact, told them they were required to be at all family functions. And they don't care that my daughter is going through the postpartum or any of the things that they said, you know, we've gone through it. Get over it. Pull up your pants and move on.
Are you serious? That was really the attitude they took.
Yes. So
that's awful.
And I am trying to be neutral in the sense that I'm letting them speak on their, you know, and here's the thing. We do have a good relationship with them. However, since this has happened, And they've called us, letting us know, you know, what's wrong with your daughter? She doesn't allow the baby to come over. And I've said it, you know, Mariah is the way she is because, one, she's tired. She's a first-time mom. It's not you. Don't take it personally. But, of course, they think that we're the favored ones, and we're not. They love us. It's not. It has nothing to do with favoritism. They, like I keep explaining to them.
No, I get it. So how can we help you, though? Because I just want to get to the question since we've only got 4 minutes.
Yes. So the quick to the chase. My daughter calls me and asks, you know, what to do. And I don't know if I'm giving her the right advice. I am telling her there have to be boundaries. But is that wrong?
Nope. You're absolutely right.
When I say boundaries, she says, Mom, I'm not going over there. We're going to take a break because I'm having seizures again because of the stress that they're
causing. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
So it's this know. Level? No, yeah. Geraldine, she yeah. absolutely, first of all, any mom, yeah. not even a mom who's gotten to the point where she's so fried out that she's going through medical problems. If a mom and dad have a vision for how they're raising their children, they are the rule, the end, and the rest of us as support team have to be support team.
Yeah, you know, we have this tendency to think that as grandparents we have a right to our kids and our grandkids, and we don't. You know, the church really tells us that the kids are their parents' responsibility, and everybody else has the role of supporting those parents in raising godly kids.
It's the parents and the grandparents who make those promises in their child's baptism. So it's not just biology. It's a sacred thing. It's theirs.
So, you know, you're absolutely right in saying you set boundaries. And I guess what I would say, because it sounds like your daughter's at the point where she wants to not just set a boundary, but do a cutoff. And that might be necessary. Let me throw this out. So there's a difference between boundaries and cutoffs, right? So cutoffs are a kind of boundary, but not every boundary is a cutoff. A boundary gives a person a healthy way to do the thing they want to do. So you might ask your daughter, are there any healthy ways that you could say to your in-laws, hey, we would be happy for you to come and see your grandchild at this time, or in this way, or on this day, or in this particular manner? Or you mentioned that, you know, the in-laws aren't Catholic and give them a hard time about their faith. You can be around if you can not
try to undermine our faith.
You know, whatever those boundaries are, you know, to be able to say, I would be happy to give you what you are asking for under these conditions. If you are able to live by those conditions, then you can come. And if you can't, then you are choosing not to come. That's not on your daughter. Your daughter's not saying, don't come. Your daughter's saying, I would love for you to come if you can maintain these boundaries or conditions. And then it's up to them. If they love being how they are more than they love their grandkid, that's up to them to alienate themselves.
Now, the one thing that I would encourage your daughter and son-in-law to do is to have your son-in-law be the one to express and put down these boundaries. Because it sounds like they're doing an unrun around them to you, complaining about your daughter. They're up in their heads about how the daughter-in-law is making everything hard. Their son is still, you know, the Prince Charming. No. This is his wife. This is his child. And if he has it in him to be the one to say, Mom, Dad, this is what my family needs. This is what our boundaries are. We'd love you to be part of our lives, but X, Y, and Z. But coming from him would be important if possible.
Now, if they do the end run and call you again, don't make it about your daughter. Don't make it about her, you know, because they'll just roll over that and say, well, we did it too. They just need to, like you said, she just needs to pull up her big girl pants. You need to say to them, look, it's our job to support them. And they have every right to tell us when we can come and when we can't come and what works for them and what doesn't work for them. And it's our job to respect that. And if you want to be part of their lives, you're going to need to learn to respect that. Otherwise, you're going to invite yourselves out of their lives. And I would hate to see that happen for you. So you can say that because they're asking you, right? You can say, this is what we try to live by. I would suggest that you do the same. Otherwise, you're going to alienate yourself. And I would really hate to see that happen. So don't make it about your daughter's weaknesses and limitations. And you have to be, they won't respect that. Just as grandparent to grandparent, share with them this rule. Now, I would suggest that you go ahead and download the podcast of this show and share it with your daughter and your son-in-law. because I think it would be helpful for them to understand. And if they need more support in setting those boundaries, because it sounds like the mother-in-law and father-in-law might be dealing with a little bit of narcissism there, we would be happy to coach them through this and help them find faithful ways to respond to this challenge at CatholicCounselors.com. But Geraldine, thank you so much for the question. Thank you for your willingness to support your daughter and your son-in-law and setting these boundaries. And if there's more we can do to help you guys, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. And that goes for all you listeners. If you are dealing with family drama that you've been trying to sort out and it's just getting the best of you, and you're looking for some faithful resources to overcome those challenges, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family life, and personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Get out there and celebrate the life God has for you.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.